Damn, Q. Baby, you did that.
You are now locked in live from the 48205 Red Zone.
You ain't never been on E Block, bitch. You too excited.
Shit.
Damn. Yeah.
Shit, girl.
Yeah, nice get wide
shit. Fuck that shit. I ain't in that bitch, man. Shit.
Perfect. Wake your ass up. It's the Wake and Bake Show live on eblockradio.com.
Jump down into this motherfucker.
That's a good thing with the show about jump down in that
motherfucker. Oh, this nigga weak as hell. No, this is about to be.
This is a good topic because they jumped
down.
I can't
believe you laughing at this shit, bro.
I'm sorry.
Trifling. Sorry. All right, dog, let's get to it, dog. Shout out to my people in Cali, man. All the people down in Texas, New Orleans. All the way down in ATL, Georgia. Both of the Carolinas, dog. Yeah. Shout out to Boston. Shout out to Denver, dog. Shout out to Chicago, NYC, man. Everybody out there listening right now, dog. Especially right here in the city of Detroit, man. You already know what it is. The Livest Cloud Radio Show on the planet.
Earth, cuz.
Straight from the E-Block Radio live on your dial right this moment, man. This is the Wake and Bake Show, dog. Got my man Angry Man coming in and shit. He not on camera yet. Got my man Monk Money holding it down.
Man, you already freaking out, dudes.
And of course, man, it's your boy Kula is holding it down live from the 48205, man.
Red Zone.
My fucking Red Zone, dog. Angry Man, thanks for popping in today, dog. Appreciate seeing you here this morning. You know what I'm talking about? Yeah, that's for sure. All right, so what's been popping, nigga? We ain't been on since, since last Monday, so. Hopefully y'all had a good week and shit, though. Angry Man's been good with you, though. How was your week, I guess?
It was a work week.
I figured anything else, that was it.
That was it.
That's what's up.
Went to time with the children. That was about it.
So, certainly wasn't
a surprise. As soon as I forgot to turn this off.
Strugglemeister.
I know you ain't talking. I know you ain't talking. I know you're not.
I'm not, nigga. I'm waiting on you, motherfucker. I'm not talking. I'm being quiet, nigga. Waiting on you.
Nah, but anyway, it's just been a typical work week for me.
Yeah.
Spent some time with the young. That was about it.
That's what's up, dog.
And, you know, just waiting on a holiday so I can do nothing again.
I'm like, what holiday coming up next? Yeah, I forgot. That shit like, what, next week or something?
Yeah, that's it.
All Tuesday. Damn, the middle of the week type shit. Fireworks tonight and shit in the city of Detroit.
Yeah, I just gotta take a sip to see if I was going there right here or now.
Yeah, you ain't going that way?
Here or now.
That bitch gonna be bananas, bro.
Crowded, bro.
Yeah, I'm ready.
Right, so.
I gave that up in the 90s, bro.
Shit, I think, yeah, that's probably. I think I might have went in 2000. When did the nigga get shot?
My son ain't been.
What year, man?
That one year where, you know, the police chief arrested the wrong motherfucker and shit.
What year again, man?
That only happened one time.
I highly doubt that.
I'm talking about where the, you know what I'm saying? It was like a big ass deal and shit. It was the lady, police chief we had. Remember she had jumped out the window and shit and got the wrong nigga and shit? Mm-hmm. I mean, nigga, ain't that many niggas got shot downtown? That made news like that.
No, I'm say shit. You lie.
Yeah, anyway, that was the last year I went. So I think that was maybe 2001 or 2 or something.
Nah.
My son never seen this shit. He 10.
Yeah. You probably, shit, I'm gonna start going to everybody else shit and go out in the suburbs.
Yeah.
We get this shit.
Last
get
down,
seat in this
I bitch. Went to Redford.
Word.
Last time I was down there, I was by the water.
Mm-hmm.
They could come through with a lawn chair, smacking people in the back of the head with it, talking about he gonna throw everybody in the river and shit. And
You always run into the most insane motherfuckers.
I don't run into nobody. I was standing there. I didn't go over there. I was standing there. I didn't.
I mean, you always in the area of the most insane niggas. Like, how do you have these experiences, nigga?
Because I live in the city.
I know, but we've mostly been successful at staying out the way. But you always in the way, nigga.
I ain't always in the way.
Evidently, dog, because you got stories that I've never experienced, nigga, and don't want to.
Well, like I said, you don't go nowhere in the city, man. You don't fuck with your city like
As of late, nigga. Just because I, as of late, which is in the past year.
Probably because.
I moved outside of this motherfucker.
No, probably because when you were in the city, you would have run after the food. So.
Damn. Ain't that a bitch?
No, well, ain't that the truth?
Ain't that a bitch?
Well, damn.
You the one that was walking around pouring Hennessy on hoes at the club, nigga. So
first of all,
you the one throwing bottles in the middle of crowds of niggas. Yeah. You was the one walking in the middle of the street threatening to whoop everybody ass.
First of all,
you were the one acting the fool, nigga.
First of all, it wasn't Hennessy, it was Remy.
Okay, well, yeah.
Don't disrespect the motherfucking spirit.
Whatever it was.
Motherfucking Remy.
You the one mushing your homeboys in the cabaret. That
so
was you.
So what else you been up to, dog?
Of course, I need to bring up old shit.
Though.
Of course you wouldn't recognize the motherfucker acting the fool because that was you.
Nigga, still, you always find yourself somewhere near some crazy shit.
I'm around somebody, or I'm around an area that with people that did what you did.
Anyway, what money how you been, dog? What's been going on with you, dog? Oh, we ain't even there. That was, yeah, you weren't here Monday.
No,
you was at, out of town and shit. Yeah, that's right. We held it down Monday. So, nigga, what's been popping with you?
Shit.
How was your little vacation, I guess we call it?
Well, I had a whole little adventure, honestly. Yeah. I did a few things, you know what I mean? I went to Frankenmuth.
Yeah.
That was a good time and shit, you know what I'm saying? We went down there to the little water park, you know what
I'm saying? Oh, yeah, a water park down there? I ain't never been.
No, it's nice, though. Yeah. Honestly, it's like an old-ass country, like fucking back in the day when I had six shooters.
Oh, you feel right at home, dude. Right. Just stagecoach robber.
Yeah, that's how you know I have fun. Yeah. You know how I have fun. I have my
revolver.
Hey, I got one. What's wrong with the
revolver? No, it's just the way it just looked older. It's huge and old, nigga. That's what it's just. It's funny, nigga.
Smith
it's funny.
And Wesson. We
it's like a fucking Dirty Harry in that bitch.
That motherfucker shoot bullets?
Yeah, it's bullets, man. That shit funny. Your stagecoach robber.
So yeah, I got the stagecoach robber with me. I had fun and it was nice, dog.
Give me your gold.
Shoot him in the toe with it. He'll quit
lying. Unhitch that gold.
Right, unhitch that. Right. God damn. Anyway, dog, my bad. Go ahead.
Get your ass off that nag, boy.
Right. That nigga on that nag.
Yeah, I did that shit. I went to the Redford fireworks.
Yeah.
That was pretty lit.
Yeah. Where that shit be at? Like downtown Redford or something? Like, or they got a fairground or something?
Park. And it was a fair going on when that shit was the fireworks. Yeah. So
that's why I figured something like that.
So it was lit.
Yeah.
It was lit.
That's what's up. Redford ain't nothing but West Side niggas and shit. That's all that means. Okay.
It was lit though. I ain't gonna hold you up. What else did I do? Shit, I went to the Tigers game yesterday. They lost.
No word. How was that? Y'all had good seats and shit.
We had decent seats.
Yeah, I fuck with Tiger Stadium. I fuck with the Tigers.
Man, how?
What you mean?
I mean, shit, they was looking good until the 10th.
Nigga, that nigga, they played good. Then they went 10, nigga. Shit,
they went 10.
They played good. Then they went to 10.
It was a decent game, though.
Yeah, it had to be.
The 10th, they ended up losing. They end up losing 6-3.
Okay. God damn.
It was three. They was up the whole time.
And then they tied that motherfucker and then they went in the extra and shit.
Yeah, and that extra ended that motherfucker Minnesota. Told their ass up. But I didn't even watch the 10th inning in the fucking stadium. I had to watch it on the TV behind the concession stand because it was hot than the summer, bitch, bro. We're still sitting there.
It was hot yesterday.
So I like watched the shit. It was a breeze coming through the motherfucking thing and shit. So I'm like, fuck, I'm gonna stay here and watch this shit because it's hot than the motherfucker, bro.
Yeah, I want to box and shit. You been in the box and shit, right? Mm-hmm. Yeah, I want to do that shit. Being in the box is cool and shit.
Yeah, I ain't never been in a box.
I want to do that shit and at the Lions game.
Yeah, I've been in there too.
I wonder how much the box at Thanksgiving costs. Fucking $1 million.
It's too late now.
Yeah, probably so. We're talking about for 2025 and shit.
Yeah, you don't have to get that bitch soon as the game over for next year.
Hell yeah, you ain't bullshit.
Then I want the buddies. The buddies got some good ass wings.
Buddies?
Uh-huh.
You know, it's funny shit. I ain't never had wings from buddies.
No.
Never got shit with pizza. That was it.
Yeah, pizza was done good too. Yeah.
Went to the
original
now, or?
Went to the downtown.
Went
across
the street from the stadium. Mm. Hey, you know that, this is real
random.
I guess I do random shit.
Yeah, you do.
That cemetery, my Oliver up the street, that's a big son bitch. I got lost in that.
Oh, over there, by the airport on the other side. Is that my name?
It come all the way across the hotel to right down the street. That's the one right here.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, that's one. Yeah.
Guess
I'm a G. I got lost trying to get out that motherfucker.
I never been in there.
Yeah.
It's too sad, shit.
Shout out
to
Mr.
Though that bitch got like a
tunnel.
Yeah, I was gonna say, I seen niggas driving downstairs.
Yeah, we had to go under the bridge and come back up and come all the way around and all that shit.
Yeah, it's a lot of damn motherfuckers over here.
Till we got to the chapel.
Yeah.
But shout out to Mrs. Angry, granddad.
Yeah, that's what I was just gonna ask you and shit like,
But yeah, man, I don't make no damn sense. I need some signs. Like, you know how you got to see the point signs? Exit. I need y'all to put some signs up in that motherfucker so you can get up out of there.
Yeah, shit, unless you follow somebody, sometimes you go, you'll get lost in that motherfucker.
You definitely take a wrong turn in that son, bitch.
Right.
Man, I was damn near the Osborne. I'm trying to go the other way.
Hell no. Nah. That motherfucker all the way on the other side. It's on Van Dyke too or some shit.
That's what
ain't
we
that
came,
the same?
That's okay. What we came in at, on the Van Dyke side.
God damn. Nigga, I don't even know how you... Like, I ride past that motherfucker. I've never been inside. Like, nobody I know is buried over there.
We came in on the Van Dyke side and wound up, the chapel is right there on Six Mile side.
Oh, okay. The side is closed off.
Yeah, but you got to go out on the Grinnell side.
God damn, that shit go all the way over here.
Which is in front of you now. Like I said, going towards Osborne.
Right. Oh, shit, nigga. God damn. It's fucked up though. Shout out to the Angry Family, Mrs. Angry Family and shit.
And I just want to.
He was 100. That was crazy.
That's crazy.
Damn,
passed
Hundo.
Away as a Hundo.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, shit, lived his life.
I just want to point out that my dog dressed like an Atlanta Falcons fan. A dressed up Atlanta Falcons fan.
Fuck you, nigga. Corporate like, responsibilities this morning.
It's like he wanted to go to work and then keep his colors on and then go to the game. That's what he did. Like,
it looked like he about to broadcast that motherfucker.
Y'all weak as hell.
He
did
the box and shit.
Anyway,
that your box seat right there, bro.
Corporate engagement this morning that I had to attend. Before.
I bet all he need now is a badge to put on. Yo, I bet he can get in the game for free if he went to the game. Badge don't even say shit about the Atlanta Falcons.
No, just sew that badge on. Yeah, just put a badge on.
Niggas weak as hell.
Walk up with his book bag and laptop and a badge. He getting into the game for free, nigga.
Early, I thought a nigga like a dressed up watermelon.
Niggas be hating. It's all good, though. It's all good, though. I got watermelon at the crib. I need to cut, actually.
Debonair watermelon.
Debonair. Anyway, nigga, what what else been going on with you, man?
You do look like an Atlanta Falcon fan.
What the fuck, man? Fucking Atlanta Falcons fan.
I'm sorry, bro.
I ain't been an Atlanta Falcons fan since fucking Michael Vick, man. Hell yeah. Maybe the Dirty Bird. Was Vick still there? No, that was after Vic, right? Dirty Birds.
Yeah.
Yeah, right. Anyway, dog, so bunch of adventures, family adventures and shit. Yeah, fireworks.
Nice,
I got you.
Nice. Yeah, we did that shit, you know what I'm saying? I hung out with the family. Mm-hmm. It was good though, shit. I ain't gonna lie to you. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. Nothing new on TV there?
I wasn't watching Joe Pickett.
The fuck is that?
It's a little series and shit on Paramount.
I don't know.
Paramount. Yeah, it's called Joe Pickett. It's almost like Yellowstone, but.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
That shit back on too, right?
Not yet.
Oh, not yet. I ain't got into that shit, dog. I did watch. I've been watching this shit. Well, I can't even think of the name of it. Oh, the White House Plumbers, dog. This is a series about the niggas who did Watergate, dog. This is the funniest shit ever. I don't know if this shit is really how it happened. But these niggas had like 4 failed attempts before they actually made it in there. And then you know they got caught anyway and shit. Like, some of the dumbest shit, dog. What's the dog name? Woody Harrelson in it. Shit good, though. It's kind of dope.
Yeah,
I like that shit.
But I watched that shit, Joe Pickett. And I watched, I saw Flash.
Mm-hmm.
Flash was,
How was it, though?
Flash?
I didn't necessarily want to see Flash, but I knew everybody else was going to be in the motherfucker, so.
Yeah. They had Christopher Reeves in that motherfucker.
Huh?
Yeah. Fuck me up.
Fucking AI is doing too much.
Yeah. Christopher Reeves was in that motherfucker. So, I mean, it was a decent DC movie. You know.
Thanks,
so,
shit. Niggas with one, spoiler alert on that shit because that nigga's definitely not in the trailer.
One of the best DC movies. Not the best.
What you think the best one is? Because, like, for the most part, they trash me.
Yeah, Batman.
All the Batmans.
Just it. This his. All his movies.
Superman was straight. The first one was straight.
Oh no, man. I just get kidding. I don't know about Superman. Mm-hmm. I don't know. Only time I like Superman when we fight Zod. Because Zod be fucking his ass up.
Hell yeah.
So that one, you know what I'm saying? That's it. That's it. That's the best
yeah,
one.
Yeah, Christopher Reeve in that motherfucker. That
yeah,
shit
yeah, yeah, that shit was good.
Nigga Mike Larry checking in. What up, though? GG in the building. What's popping? Don't forget, if y'all checking us out on IG, you can pull up on the block at www.eblockradio.com. Right? Anyway.
Yeah, and I fucking watched Spider-Man. That was lit. That was lit. And I watched
the multiverse shit.
Yeah. Thor little movie, Extraction 2.
Mm-hmm.
That was fucking.
Oh, yeah, yeah. You said Thor, like the nigga that played Thor.
Yeah.
So, yeah, it's two parts. Like, they dropped them bitches, like, at the same time or something, I guess, right? Part one been out?
Yeah,
part one. I never heard of that shit.
Yeah, it was good.
I just seen both of them on Netflix. That shit good, though?
That shit good.
I might have to check that shit out, dog. I watched some shit
up. Fucking shit up in that motherfucker, boy. Like,
what,
God,
like, what type of shit is? Like, some.
Like, some John Wick slash, type shit.
I still want to see that
shit. Like, it was lit.
That's what's up. I'm gonna fuck around with that shit, though. I say that this shit, this series called, what's the name of that shit? Based on a true story about these niggas doing a true crime podcast and shit. Like, I think they got it fucked up, but they think they know who the killer is. So they made a podcast with the nigga who they think the killer is and shit. Kind of a crazy concept, but like, it works. It makes sense, though. That's a good show. That's about all I watched. I watched some shit, dog. Some shit on Tubi, dog. It's a Tubi original, bro. It's fucking Damon Wayans got a Tubi original. On Tubi, obviously. Shit was kind of straight, though. Some shit called Cinnamon. Like, just watch that shit. I can't really give you the details. Cause once you tell it, like, you gonna know the movie. So, shout out to Cinnamon. Shout out to Tubi.
Cinnamon.
All right, dog. Let's get to the shit, dog.
Come on, let's get to it.
The shit that this nigga been making unnecessary jokes about. It's not a funny situation, bro. All right.
I'm not.
All right, so we talking about Ocean Gate, of course. All right, so the submersible, what they call it, a device or whatever it is, and shit, where the five motherfuckers went down to look at the Titanic wreckage and didn't come back, dog. What's this nigga laughing, dog? A lot of niggas been making jokes about this shit, though, right?
Yeah.
I think it's unfortunate. I mean, there's a bunch of billionaires or, you know, multimillionaires or whatever. The one I'm kind of salty about, though, is the son. Like, he's 19, but, like, he kind of went because his old man made him type shit. So, like, for him, it's fucked up. Mm-hmm. For everybody else, like, it's a decision. But for the kid, you know, I don't know. Not so much. But anyways, there's a lot of shit. Why is this nigga laughing, bro? There's a lot of shit going on, though. And I'm just curious to see what y'all think about the situation, you know, period. I think, Mom, we go. Since you've been down to say something about this shit, maybe we just start with you, dog.
Okay, you gonna start with me.
Yeah, might as well, dog. What you want to say about this
shit,
dog?
I just want to say, so that it mean the Titanic sank twice?
Dog. I'm not fucking with you, dog. All right, so look, I understand that. Doesn't sound like it was a great idea to begin with, right?
It's the dumbest shit in the world. Let me tell you something. When you
niggas
get
do
money,
dumb shit all the time, though.
I know that. But in their situation, they just did the dumbest. Because the people that do the shit was telling them that this shit is fucked up. Y'all whole symmetry on how y'all building this shit is fucked up. Y'all shouldn't do it that way.
Right.
But you want to be rich, entitled motherfuckers say, I'm doing it my way or no way.
Yeah.
And then the motherfuckers that go down there and actually want to see that shit.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I understand. Like, I'm curious too. I'm not saying that I'm not curious, but I'm curious about the other shit too.
Mm-hmm.
But you can't even pay me what they paid to get on that motherfucker, cuz.
They say they couldn't pay you to do this shit.
Hell no.
Five
like,
people in that bitch.
Five people, cuz. Five people in that bitch.
In a tube.
Yes, in bulletproof glass, and you going all the way down to the fucking bottom of the ocean. Like, bulletproof glass ain't gonna help you down there, cuz.
And but look though, like, it's not even, it ain't even glass though. Like, this the crazy shit though. Unless I got this confused and shit. But looking at the pictures and listening to the stories, it's like they still was gonna have to look at it through a computer screen.
Yeah.
So like, if I'm not gonna actually be able to see it.
Yeah.
What's really the purpose? Like, if all I'm doing is looking at a screen, how do I know that you just put me right here at the top of the water and tell me we down here? Like, it's just not a lot. It's the money though, right? It's just niggas with money niggas just feel like money. They gotta
they
do
flex
everything.
They flex it. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? And that's some flexing that shit. I ain't trying to flex on.
Nah,
you know what I'm saying?
Not at all. Not
like
at all.
Honestly, I don't. I would love to see what's going on down at the bottom of the ocean. Mm-hmm. I am very curious about that. But you haven't built a craft yet to go down to that motherfucker. But you can go explore motherfucking space and go all out this motherfucker and just do what you fucking want to do out there.
Right.
Evidently not what you want to do, but you know what you can do.
What you can do.
Because you know what I'm saying, something up there told you bitches stop coming up there because we ain't been hearing no shuttles going up to that something. Shit,
apparently
a while.
Something told us don't come down there either. Shit.
Yeah, yeah. Something told us don't come down there either. And that's just what it is. And you motherfuckers just want to do it. I don't understand it, bro. Like I don't understand it. Especially when the people that do the shit
say it ain't a good idea.
It ain't a good idea.
Say it's not. Yeah, it shouldn't be. Angry Man, dog. What you thinking, bro? What you thinking about this shit, dog? I know you don't care what's going on down there anyway, so.
I really fucking don't. You want to see the Titanic that bad? Watch the movie. Okay.
It's a fucking movie.
The motherfuckers that sunk on that bitch were billionaires. Y'all didn't get the hint then? Leave that motherfucking boat alone.
Damn, what if it's some kind of curse?
You know they're talking about redoing the goddamn boat.
For real?
Yeah, they said
naming it Titanic?
Yeah, it's supposed to be Titanic 2.
Hell fuck no.
From what I read and from what I'm hearing in this little documentary I was watching, the inside of the boat is going to be a complete replica of the old one.
Fuck that.
The outside is supposed to be modified to handle the water. The way that the other one wasn't.
I get on that bitch at the dock.
I ain't getting on that bitch.
I get on that bitch at the dock.
No, I ain't doing it.
Yeah, I get on at the dock.
I ain't doing it. I'm not doing it.
I get on at the dock.
Yeah, I get on at the dock. I'm not hitting water in that bitch.
Man, I'm not getting on that bitch at the dock. I can see it from here. When I get to the dock, I ain't got to get on that motherfucker.
Oh, yeah. I'm that curious, nigga.
I
want to see the inside of it to see if it really looked the same.
Yeah.
Now, once the motherfuckers talking about we leaving, you know, we setting out to sea, nigga, I'm out of here.
They always getting you niggas and getting y'all on boats. And y'all, because y'all curious about what's on the goddamn boat.
But I bet you they won't get in the submarine, though. I bet you any niggas wasn't going to get in that motherfucker's submarine,
bro. You were right about that.
Hey, look, though.
No, because you know they fired one of the engineers that was trying to tell him that the motherfucker ain't gonna work.
Yeah.
Now, even if I said, okay, look, I'm gonna go. Mm-hmm. But walk. My man fired. Oh, he said something ain't right?
Mm-hmm.
That's like when I'm getting ready to get on the plane. If I get on the plane and I hear one goddamn time something ain't right, I'm getting off that motherfucker, man. I'm not taking no chances with this shit.
Nah, I think.
Because you only get one. You know what I'm saying?
Nah, that definitely hear you.
If that motherfucking pilot say, we having some technical difficulties before we take off, I'm getting off that bitch, nigga.
I mean, shit, once you on there, you on there.
I will yell bomb, nigga. I will find a way to get off this bitch. You're really? Not about to put me in
nigga,
the air.
You ain't never had to sit on the tarmac because some shit was wrong.
Yeah, I did. But you didn't hear what I just said.
What?
I said, if I hear the pilot say, we're delayed due to technical difficulties, I'm getting off. I'm not sitting on that bitch.
Probably because they never go actually say that.
My point exactly. So if they say it, I'm getting off this bitch. That's my whole point. I'm not playing like that, dog.
Yeah.
Cause you only get one time.
Yeah.
That's why I'm not going in the motherfucking water. Now, when the military also, like he said, they told them this shit wasn't right.
Yeah.
Nigga, they said the military told them, we advise you not to go down. Nigga, the bitch is on the floor. Nigga, the military ain't going down there.
And right. Then I heard the controller looked like a motherfucking PlayStation 3 controller.
Yeah.
Not even a new PlayStation.
Not even a new one.
I don't even think they had
like
room
to like really, a video game controller.
I don't think they had room in there really to stand up and walk around understanding.
Kind of in a crouch position.
Yeah, you had to sit down. I'm going to spend $250 and can't even walk around this motherfucker.
$250,000.
That's what I mean. Yeah, I can't walk around this motherfucker.
Yeah. It's not that important. Hey, so look though. What if it's something else to it, dog? All right, I'm just saying, what if it's something else to it?
Like
what if these niggas was trying to disappear? And this was their way to disappear. I'm just saying, like I said, something crazy. Like, this is what they want to do. Or what if the people who, you know, control the motherfucking, you know, the trip or, you know, the tube, what if they just want to off them niggas? I feel like...
And they picked that way to do it.
I'm just...
I feel like... This is a long shot, dog. But I really feel like they was trying to get gone. I feel like they was trying to, like they pulled off some shit.
I feel like you reaching like a motherfucker because.
But they ain't really.
Where were they going?
I don't know, but they gonna tell you that the shit imploded. Now it's just nothing. Like there's nothing. Ain't no footage of them talking or nothing before this shit happened. Like niggas don't just disappear, bro. It's just like the fucking Malaysia airplane. Where that bitch at, bro?
So you really think they paid that money to get disappeared and they got billions of dollars back where they going when they leave? So I'ma go pay to leave these billions of dollars and just die in the water and leave them?
I mean, I don't know their circumstances.
Or just go somewhere else?
Maybe go somewhere. Like, no, I don't know that. I don't know the billionaire's motherfucking story. Like, it could be something that they running from.
Boy, I swear you thinking a whole lot into some shit, man.
you dig.
Right, you be reaching, bro.
I'm just saying.
That nigga digging.
I mean, you gotta find some shit for me, though. You can't just tell me a motherfucker dead and that's it.
Man, that's a big ass body mass of fucking water, bro.
It's just not believable.
It is.
It's
believable.
Very believable.
The military advised you not to go down there.
If they right. ain't going and, down and, there. And you did it. Because you know that everybody gonna say the same thing you said. Damn, the nigga sitting there went down there. They dead in the motherfucking. That's their escape.
From what?
I don't know, nigga. Who knows?
For being rich and privileged?
Bro, who knows what the situation was? It could be something. Did y'all know who these niggas was before they said their name? No, exactly. But so you don't know their situation, where they coming from?
I don't think they escaped from being rich and privileged.
Okay,
bro.
I got $1 billion and I'm going to choose to die by getting in the submarine and go to the ocean floor.
I just said that they didn't choose to die. What's just the overlay for the underlay, man? Maybe something else going on. And they not really dead.
Man, they dead to the motherfucking man.
What if they missing?
Okay.
So you believe that shit, though? Because they said the motherfucker imploded?
Yeah.
Yeah, I believe it.
And when a million motherfuckers told you not to go down there and tell you not to say, and it's not done, yes, I do. I do. Exactly.
The Coast Guard told them not to go.
Everybody and their mama told them not to go.
But and like he said, because you got money, you're going to do what the fuck you want to do.
Yeah.
You can't tell a motherfucker with money what they can't do.
So theoretically, that's a great plan for a nigga trying to disappear himself.
It's fucked up
because everybody gonna believe that story.
The daddy paid double.
No, I'm just not. I'm not up. Touching this.
It's fucked up because the daddy paid double for Doom. Like you paying for. You paid.
Okay,
to
so
die.
maybe it ain't that, but something else going on, dog.
Ain't nothing else going on. You thinking too much into it. That was just some dumb ass shit to do.
Privilege. Rich so white motherfuckers.
You never thought like is. You never even thought that. Even if, all right. So look, maybe I'm reaching with that whole concept, right? Mm-hmm. All right, but mm-hmm. you ain't never thought that something else happened to this motherfucker other than it just imploding. Yeah, you don't right think that here. Nothing else happened? So, like, ain't no fucking Godzilla down there? Some shit that they found out about?
You want me to tell you what I think? Really,
something.
Was?
It could be something else.
I'm gonna tell you.
They supposedly found
it's a civilization.
They ain't find no bodies.
Listen to me. It's a civilization down in the motherfucking water. Told the motherfuckers don't come back down here with this dumb shit. Mm-hmm. The boat is ours, nigga. We using that bitch. It's my front room.
This is our front room.
The boat is ours. Don't come back down here. Some bitches went back down there. They hit them with all kinds of arrows. Pew, 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 pew. Pew, pew, pew. They was throwing arrows at that sun.
That's how it sounds.
There's some kind of hard object that floats through water really fast. And they was flinging them bitches at their ass. And boom! They hit the engine. And it exploded.
This is all the people in Bikini Bottom and shit.
Yes.
SpongeBob. Yes. Patrick
and a squirrel.
Squirrel.
That's what happened. If you want to go where you went, that shit sound better than what
I'm just
you
saying
did.
Like it's so everything is just so convenient. It's just so convenient. Like so they paid money to go to the ocean floor damn near and shit, right? From what they said, they didn't make it that far before the shit imploded. So,
no, they said that's what they supposedly found in the submarine.
They, nigga, how can you find a submarine that imploded?
I'm telling you what I heard, okay? I wasn't there.
Nigga, where you heard that at? See, no, that's what I'm saying.
I wasn't there. I don't know what the fuck happened.
Exactly. So you keep hearing shit, said, you believe all this shit.
I don't believe none of it. At the end of the day, I don't give a fuck.
It's still a question.
I hate,
believe
to, I hate to see people die, but I don't give
it's,
a fuck.
It's still a question whether you believe it or not.
I don't. I don't.
So you said
I
what
don't
they?
Care.
You said they found.
I'm
what
just
them?
Telling you what I heard. I don't get. I can give a shit about what's down at the bottom of the ocean floor. I don't care what's down there.
But
don't give a fuck about the Titanic. I didn't know nobody on that goddamn boat, so I'm not that sensitive about the situation. I don't care.
Just for the sake of conversation on a podcast where we talk about things, I would like to know what you think of.
Okay, well, I'm telling you what I think. I'm telling you what I heard, and you telling me, oh, how you hear that? I'm telling you what I heard. Like I said, I wasn't there. I don't know what the fuck happened. I'm just saying what I heard. This is like the second. It's like, if you quit interrupting the motherfucker. Like, no, they said this is the second boat that actually got that close to it. Because mm-hmm. they said the first one, it was one guy that went down there. Mm-hmm. And I guess now, since, you know, this situation, everything is coming out now.
Okay.
Supposedly, one guy, my damn phone just died. Then one guy went down there and he got so close to it that his propeller on his boat actually mm-hmm. hit the Titanic.
Okay.
And they said shook him up and he got the fuck on.
Yeah.
But he was, and then even he said it, that this is what they supposedly say, like I said, I don't know how true it is, mm-hmm. that it's not safe to go down there because of the pressure.
Yeah.
We don't have nothing equipped to handle the pressure to go on. Only people that got something equipped, what he said, was the Coast Guard mm-hmm. and the military.
Mm-hmm.
And he was like, hey, there's no way. Because I think the guy who they fired was saying that he built, the ship was only built to handle 1,300 kilometers or
some
kilometers
shit.
Or something
yeah,
like that.
Some shit.
But to hit the ocean floor, you need something that's equipped for 4,000 kilometers.
Yeah.
And he was like, this shit ain't going to work.
Yeah.
And you know how billionaires are. No, we paying you to do this. You can't do it. You're fired.
Right.
And they, like Monk said, they took their ass you. Down there. After you was advised not to fucking go.
I can't wait to see the movie.
Because you know it's going to be one.
I can't wait to see the movie.
You know it's going to be
and
one.
And all of that, I understand, nigga, but it's also a bit convenient, though.
We should make a spoof of the movie. That's,
no, I'm not touching it.
Why?
Because five niggas died, nigga. Okay. Not making a spoof of that shit.
Why?
Cause five people died. Like, I'm not spoofing five niggas dying.
We rearranged it to make it.
I don't
give
a fuck
like
how
that.
Goofy the decision was. Like, they still dead, theoretically.
I think that's a great decision. I don't think my decision goofy.
I would do that shit on y'all. I don't want that motherfucking bad
karma. Can you
imagine
being on that motherfucker? You banged your son. Go now. You got to apologize to him from taking him down there right before you die.
Oh shit.
Son, I'm sorry for bringing you.
Boom.
And then I don't even think and. You know, if it happened the way they described it, like, I don't even think they knew when it was going to happen and shit.
No, because they said Monday morning, if they didn't find them by Monday morning, they only had 7 hours worth of air at that time.
Right, but shit, they said that all this shit happened before the air would have ever ran out. Yeah. So, them niggas probably was just like, damn, I hope that, you know what I'm saying? Like, in mid-sentence, because they really didn't know that it, once it get to a certain point, that the shit would just go blow up in itself. Like, so
I'm sure somebody told them. They just didn't believe it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I'm sure somebody told them.
They definitely told them.
They were advised
though. I mean, before they went down, but like, I wonder when the communication stopped. Like, they never said nothing about that.
Yeah, I blame the pilot on that motherfucker. Because you knew something was going wrong.
Yeah.
You knew something was going wrong.
That's just weird to me. That whole shit though. Like, even if you, like, they lost communication with the remote or something, but like, goddamn, it should be a motherfucking cord on that bitch or something. Like, it's gotta be a fail safe to be like, all right, nigga, don't get like send him back up.
Like, I can do this bitch manually.
Something,
you know,
something though, like,
like, cause you know, like, they got,
but like I said,
autopilot. They when you autopilot, all the money you done paid for this bitch.
When you fire somebody that's telling you something ain't right, in my opinion, this is my opinion. Something is already wrong.
Yeah.
And like you, like he said, when you're dealing with the good, clean, rich white folk,
privilege,
and they want what they want, no, shut up. I'm paying you my money. I'm going down there. Mm-hmm. Like, you can't tell. Nigga, you can't tell certain people certain things, especially billionaires, man.
Yeah.
And millionaires. You can't tell. Now, some of them that you, I'm pretty sure it was somebody else supposed to be on there that been like, shit. This shit ain't right. I ain't getting on that motherfucker. I'm pretty sure it is. I want to talk to that motherfucker.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
The one nigga who got fired.
See? Somebody, he said something
ain't
right.
He said he was supposed to make the trip. He said he, because of his, because of the concerns, he not going. So, yeah.
Hey.
Smartest man in that whole situation.
I still feel like
fire me. Fuck
yeah. Angry principal said this is called a stupid ass death. Yeah. I get all of that, dog.
That's why we should do the spoof.
But I do still feel like, man, something else could have happened.
Man, ain't nothing else could have happened.
That motherfucker could have got ate by the Loch Ness Monster or something.
A big ass whale probably did swallow that motherfucker.
Or them motherfuckers. You know what I thought originally, though? I ain't gonna hold you up, dog. You gotta watch a lot of Ancient Aliens and shit, dog. I thought the motherfuckers might have slipped into a vortex by accident. I'm just saying.
Hit,
a vortex.
You write books
to another dimension.
You sure sound like you write books.
It could fucking happen.
You just start writing these fiction books.
I mean, not on purpose. Shit, nobody goes and get lost in Bermuda Triangle on purpose, nigga. So I'm just saying, like, what if it's a vortex down there or some shit?
Okay.
And if a wormhole, well, wormholes is in the sky, but you know, those exist. Like, wormholes exist. So, like, how come a vortex couldn't? Anyway, dog, it's a bad decision. Hey, it was a bad decision to go down.
A vortex.
It's a bad decision to go down, but I do feel like something else happened. I think that's just too easy. Maybe I watched too many movies and shit, but yeah, I feel like that's just too easy. They went down and motherfucking imploded. Like, it's just, it's got to be something else to that
simple,
shit.
Simple, stupid. Simple, like, say it again, man.
Simple, stupid.
You go down there and you deal with that type of pressure. I'm not understanding why you don't understand. That's just what the fuck happened. That's a lot of pressure.
It wasn't built to last. Yeah.
That bitch didn't have a forward stamp on it.
It's just too many different things going on. So first of all, obviously the build wasn't up to what a lot of people thought could hold the capacity to, you know, to the depths of where it was going. I get that part, right? And then they lose, like, they lose communication with the remote and shit, right? And then they go down looking for the motherfucker, and with the ocean ultrasound type devices and shit, and they hear shit. But this is supposedly after the fact that the motherfucker blew up. So what the fuck was they hear?
Whatever lay down there.
They said that what it sounded like was like the thumping of the walls of the fucking thing. But at this point,
it could have
been, let them tell it. The motherfucker had been imploded.
It could have been a fish inside the Titanic that was hitting the wall.
That could have been the echo of that bitch exploding down in that motherfucker.
But it was several knocks. Implosion is just one thing, and boof, that bitch just turned into itself because they said
my story probably is right. Because they've been throwing them motherfucking those spears that those spears that go fast through the water and just hitting that bitch like ping, 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 ping. And they hit that motherfucking engine and boom, that bitch gone. And then they go swim down.
The people of Atlantis and shit.
Yeah, mermaids.
Nigga, you in media. You know the media gonna come up with some shit. They had to come up with a story the second they lost the motherfucker.
Right, and that's the part. That's what I'm saying. They just making up stories. That's why I said nobody knows what actually happened. And that's why I said I think that's some bullshit.
So I think
they are really just putting together a story to tell you what happened.
You just making my story even factual.
That's what,
because, like, again, they still haven't found out what happened to the fucking Malaysia airline. After they couldn't find that motherfucker, they came up with these fake ass plane scraps and shit that didn't even match the fucking plane, and told niggas, oh, here go a piece of it now. It just washed up over in Indonesia or some fucking. Well, get the fuck out of here. They just tell niggas anything. I can't wait till 10 years from now when Netflix do the motherfucking expose. Like they did the fucking plane that they still can't find.
Yeah.
That bitch blew up, man.
I don't know.
It disintegrated.
I mean, theoretically, that's what would happen. But, like, why they ain't just say that?
They
knew when they lost control. When they lost control of that motherfucker, they knew at a certain point.
They got to give you all kinds of stories to block so you won't stop traveling.
So, yeah, so you won't stop getting on that motherfucker. They're not going to say, yeah, our shit blew up in midair. Fly with us.
Over the ocean, that bitch blew up.
Hold on, what we talking about? We talking about the plane or we talking about
the plane? Yeah, fly with us.
Oh, the plane? Oh, I don't know what happened to the plane. Man, I thought we still talking about the submersible. Blew up where though, nigga?
In the air.
Dog, when planes blow up in the air, nigga, clearly the debris come down, nigga.
All right, so, I mean.
And they never found shit.
You never know. You ain't never been on a plane that blew up. You don't know what happened.
What else gonna happen to it, dog?
The only reason you
can't find shit underwater is because the pressure implodes. It goes in reverse.
All right, so
outside, anything blow up, nigga, it blow up and shit fall.
Yeah, and it hit the ocean floor and it did exactly what you said it just did.
Turn the turned into a nickel.
Anyway, dog.
I think that submarine into a nickel. A silver dollar.
I'm not laughing at this, dog.
The pressure turned that bitch into a silver dollar.
Too much pressure.
Swear to God, I'm not laughing.
Hey,
at
guess
that,
what?
Dog.
Guess what though? Pressure bust pipes.
And that was a pipe they was in.
Dog, y'all going to hell, bro.
I'm not going to hell. Why we
y'all going to hell?
Cause you make it.
I ain't going to hell that way.
About niggas
not
dying.
Not that way.
Nah, I ain't making
they
no
already
joke.
Halfway down the hell. They was on their way down that bitch though.
I ain't making no joke. That bitch on the floor for a reason. Sometimes shit need to be left on the floor.
Yeah, I mean, I agree with that part. Stop again, going. Like, the trip was unnecessary, obviously. And I know that
they
with money want to do whatever they want to do. I get that.
Billionaires, billionaires died on the motherfucker the first time. Mm-hmm. Leave that punk-ass boat alone.
Yeah, you think it's got something to do with the boat?
It might.
What if it's a curse?
I don't know.
It's sitting on top of a vortex. I still feel like the niggas went to a vortex.
That bitch is a silver dollar on the bottom of the goddamn ocean, bro.
Silver dollar.
my thing
that's
is,
unfortunate though.
And they said when they do the Titanic 2, it's supposed to take the same fucking route.
Yeah,
kiss me ass.
What do you think niggas is gonna get on?
They gonna pay because they say old girl room.
Niggas will be on there too.
Yeah.
Trust me.
You gonna find some, I get
niggas
it.
Will be on there
it's
too.
It's gonna be some dumb ass motherfucking rich black folk that gonna get on that motherfucker.
Cause like I said, I go if that bitch on the dock.
I ain't
setting sea though. I ain't setting sail. But
what they gonna say? If you look out of the window, this is exactly where the Titanic sunk and 1,800 people died.
Yeah.
Here now.
I mean, you gotta also understand though that I'm a nigga who when we used to go to our little vacation spot in Oglethorpe, Georgia. Maybe a few miles past that was Andersonville, which used to be where the the Confederate soldier prison camp used to be and shit. Like it's like, you know, theoretically it's ghost there and shit. And I was interested. We used to go to that motherfucker every year and look at where they used to, you know, detain the motherfucking soldiers and shit. I'm interested. So yeah, I'll be in that bitch looking out the window talking about, is that where the motherfucking violinist took his last chord and jumped off this bitch? Yes. I'm not setting the sea though. But show me the quarters where they was at. Oh, this is where they was playing at, huh? It's fucked up. Let's get out of here.
I'm not that interested.
I do want to see it.
I saw the movie. That's good enough for me.
I would do like cuz I would just not go on the water with that bitch.
I'm not getting on the boat.
I don't give a fuck if it's docked or we getting ready to go to sea. I'm not getting on that motherfucker, man.
Now y'all ain't never been on no motherfucking cruise.
And I'm not going on one of them either.
I would like to go. I've never been on a cruise
too.
I came very, 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 very close until I stayed up one night, got high and watched CNN, and I asked for a refund.
Nothing. What happened on CNN, dog?
The motherfucking pirates.
Look in my eyes.
I'm the captain now.
I'll show you the way.
I'm your captain.
Dog.
I'm the captain now.
Captain Phillips saved the day, though.
Man, Captain Phillips almost got his ass took out.
I niggas used to be jacking the shit out of boats, though.
No, but see, and then my dad, he fucked it up even more when he said he believed that, you know, by him being in the military, he knows certain shit.
Yeah.
He said it was at the captain's ball, and all the captains was there except for the co-pilot. It was a woman. She wasn't there. Yeah. She was the one driving the boat. And he said he felt that motherfucker turning. And he said he felt that motherfucker drop. And he said when he felt that motherfucker drop, he said both the captains and the other co-captain looked at each other and they got up and walked completely out fast as hell.
Yeah.
Come to find out, it was pirates out there.
Yeah.
Fuck that. I'm not doing it.
Anyway, dog. I'm not doing it. Fuck with that.
I'm not doing it.
I'm not going in no motherfucking tube. $4,000 deep. I mean, $4,000. 4,000 feet deep and shit. I ain't
float on the boat, but I ain't going down, man.
If I can't stand up in that shit, I'm not getting in the water. It's a reason you're not supposed to be in that shit any goddamn way. If you need that much equipment to be somewhere, you ain't supposed to be there.
What you mean?
If you need motors and motherfucking breathing shit to be, you ain't supposed to be there.
That don't make sense.
It make a whole lot of sense. You ain't that. You that. That's telling you right then and there you're not supposed to be there.
All right, then. I guess so.
You see what I'm saying?
I guess.
You see what I'm saying? Yeah. Because, see, now, if I ever go on a cruise, I'm going to have to take all my children and all my grandkids just so I can survive. That's the only way I'm going to survive.
Now, how's that?
Because when that bitch get ready to go down and they start throwing lifeboats in there, I'm going to snatch up one of my grandkids and push everybody away from me and say, his mother died. This is all I had.
They going to be like, nigga, ain't nobody ever died yet.
That's okay. When the boat starts sinking, I'm like, I don't know what happened to her. She died. I had a heart attack. I'm getting off this motherfucker. Now I got to separate my family just so I can get on a boat so I can get back to safety.
Yeah.
I ain't got time to go through all that. I'm not even getting on the princess.
Damn, nigga. Princess, just the princess, nigga. This ain't going down.
Nah, how you know?
I mean, it ain't even leaving.
Well,
I ain't talking about the midnight cruise, nigga.
I don't know.
Princess boat just docked, nigga.
I'm not getting on that motherfucker either.
Yeah.
I'll party outside that bitch all day.
Anyway, dog, it's after 11, bro.
Yeah, y'all niggas gonna learn about it. We always want to get on boats and shit. Y'all thought we would have had that part figured out by now.
Well, fuck that. I'll get on the boat. I ain't getting on no motherfucking nickel. And going on no bottomless sea. That's dumb ass shit.
That's not smart.
That's dumb ass shit, bro. I don't care how what way you look at it.
That was not smart.
Them dumb ass niggas went down there to look like a nickel. They paid all that money. The daddy paid twice, so that's
he just gonna keep saying that though.
He paid that shit.
It's fucked up because the little nigga didn't make a decision on his own.
That nigga paid five, easy. Like dang.
Man, that's fucked up.
That is the bold part. Like, you took your son down. Now, like I said, I'm pretty sure y'all knew something was getting ready to happen.
I hope you got another one because your legacy is.
And you had to literally look your son in the face and apologize.
Really?
Right before you died.
Or right before you went into the vortex.
Mm-hmm. What did vortex lead to? That'd be cool.
I don't know, man. Dimension number 6.
No goddamn vortex.
Bizarro land and shit.
But it was unfortunate, man. Right. Yeah, like I said,
bunch of skinny Qs and shit. Bizarro Q. Like, damn, this nigga slim.
And he fast.
Hey, I used to be fast, nigga. Fuck you.
He slid faster than
a
motherfucker.
Anyway, dog, let's get the fuck out of here, dog.
You don't army crawl up the steps. He don't do none of that shit.
Especially for a nigga that don't like to get wet. I know he ain't going in the motherfucker.
Wow.
He can't get wet, nigga, so he ain't getting in the motherfucker.
That nigga army roll up the steps.
Wow. Nah, it's positioning both sides of the walls to make it upstairs, dog.
Oh, yeah, use all upper body strength to walk up the
steps. Yeah, take the pressure off my knee, dude.
Okay.
Fuck y'all. Anyway, dog, we about to get out of here. That's niggas, man.
Get an escalator in this month.
It's fucking Monday. Detroit fireworks today and shit for niggas who do fireworks. Also, it's Monday night at, what's the name of this shit, dog? God damn it. Is it good vibes? Fuck. I'm fucking around. Yes, good vibes on Harper Monday night. Shout out to my mans, Mr. OEA and shit. Good vibe lounge on Harper. Pull up on dog tonight. 6 until something. Live entertainment, you know, pull up on dog. Yeah, we just go get out of here, dog. Yeah, we probably off again until next Monday. I'm pretty sure that's what it's looking like, dog. But I'm gonna double check for niggas. Well, yeah, I think we off until next Monday. But when we come back next week, though, I got a new something I want to introduce that we're going to start doing and shit at the beginning of the show. And I'm going to keep that a secret until we start doing it next week. I'll tell y'all after, once we get off.
Hey, I went to church 3 weeks in a row.
That's what's up. Hallelujah.
Thank you, Jesus.
I did that. Just felt like I should have.
Oh, okay. Okay. I thought you had got enlightened and shit. So you want to tell us that?
No, I'm surprised they let me in.
Show me the way.
I'm surprised they let me in, but
why you say that? No. You got church family, nigga.
Most of them.
They ain't forgot you.
Most churches won't let me in. I don't know why, but.
I mean, you don't just go to the one you used to go to?
That's what I did.
Oh, all right. I was going to say. You got to go to the safe one.
Yeah.
Where somebody know you.
Yeah.
Not that churches ain't safe, but you know what I meant by that.
Man, I don't know, man. You never know.
Yeah, especially fuck around with you. I don't know.
What you mean by that?
You might go to the weirdo church, nigga, that something happens, nigga. Like, you a magnet to shit happening.
I'm not a magnet to shit happening, bro.
You explain it then.
What are you talking about?
You always got stories of some weird shit.
What?
You must be a magnet.
What's weird?
The girl trying to sell you some pussy for some leggings.
That's not weird.
The two niggas trying to pick you up and shit.
Okay, that
the happened. One nigga hit you crossing the street when obviously you walk slow as hell, I'm sure. I'm
the
guessing.
The light was green.
That's all weird shit though.
Green lights are weird.
Getting hit by a car, nigga, that's barely moving. It's weird. Getting picked up by two niggas is weird.
Getting hit by a car over 30 is weird.
it's weird, nigga. I don't know why you try to act like it's not. Like I get it though.
I didn't get picked up. It was an attempt.
It was an attempt.
Two times though.
Yeah,
they thought he was a little thicker.
It's weird.
That's not weird.
That is weird.
That happens.
I show you the way.
Right. That shit weird, though.
That shit happens, man.
I feel you, though.
I mean, you're not outside as much as I am, so that's why shit don't happen. You don't see shit don't happen to you. You're not.
So, you comfortable with saying that that's normal for a nigga to get picked or to get hit on at the gas station? I mean, at the airport, at the fucking bus stop. That's normal. Nothing's weird about that.
It happens. It happens.
All right, on that note, dog, we're going to go around the block one last time, nigga, because obviously that's some normal shit. That, you know what? I take it back then. Weird shit don't happen to you, dog. Just real shit that niggas would know if you stayed in the way like that, I guess.
No, if you were outside born, you're never outside. So you don't know what's going on out there. That's probably why you're so curious about shit. I see shit, that's why I'm not curious about shit.
So... motherfucker selling pussy, a nigga trying to pick you up at the fucking bus stop is not gonna equate to a nigga trying to see what the Titanic looked like, nigga. You're not about to compare them.
I ain't never said nothing about comparing the two.
You said that's why I'm curious. Cause I ain't seen the shit that you saw.
Yeah.
And I'm curious about the Titanic because of that.
Yeah, that's weird.
No, that's weird that you think that shit going the same sentence, nigga.
No, that's weird. And I said you have to literally go down there, and somebody told you not to go down there. Where I was at, I ain't had no choice but to be there.
Hold on, nigga. I ain't talking about going down there. I'm talking about the rebuild.
You said the Titanic, right?
Titanic 2, nigga. The rebuild that you can go on and see what it looked like back in the day, nigga. That's what I'm talking about.
I mean, what you want to see what it looked like for?
Just want to see.
Now, that's weird.
Why that's weird?
You want to go to somewhere where a bunch of dead people was.
I mean, we do it all the time.
Okay, so why is it weird for me?
We're getting picked up from the fucking bus. Hey,
I was where I was supposed to be. I didn't have a choice to be where I was supposed to be.
I just
want to
say that
you choosing to go there.
You look like you on the sideline of a lot of Falcons, telling the lineman, switch, switch, switch.
All right, we about to get out of here, dog.
You do look like a black Matt Patricia.
He got the headphones on everything. Switch.
Hat on backwards.
Switch.
Mayday. Mayday.
Fuck out of here, dude.
You do look like an assistant coach for the Atlanta Falcons, man.
Anyway, nigga, what's the final sentence?
Audible!
Check the backside. Check the backside.
Oh, shit.
No.
I'm sorry.
Whatever, dude.
Somebody get Johnson ass out of there.
I'm sorry.
What do you want to leave the people with, man?
Oh, God.
Fuck y'all. Yeah, I think we can say it.
Do we play Atlanta this year?
Oh, shit.
I doubt it.
If we do, you got to wear that outfit before so we can get in for free.
These niggas, man.
Yeah. All we got to do is get us some passes, man.
It's Coach Lewis, man. Y'all ain't know who he is.
Coach Lewis.
Y'all know who he is.
Oh, get you some black slacks. Surprise. You got some black slacks on right now?
No. Got jeans on, bro.
Get you some black slacks.
Anyway, though, what you want to leave people with, dog? Y'all niggas retired. I swear to God.
Or we can go to the University of Cincinnati football game. Kind of the same colors.
Mm-hmm. Ohio State.
Yeah.
He had a look down there.
You listen to that bug ass game for free.
Audible. 2-3. Swatch.
Man, y'all look dumb, dog.
Okay.
This nigga said 2-3. This nigga playing basketball now. I don't know what the fuck going
Williams,
on.
Williams, he coming. Watch the backside, Williams. Protect the A-gap.
Sorry.
All right. Okay. Last sentence.
Nah, shit. We cracked Joe's mouth. This is the only time I can hear this nigga talking shit.
Nah, man.
Damn, I got high, bro.
We cracked a lot of jokes, but, you know, that's what we do. But at the end of the day, you don't ever want to hear about nobody dying. Especially, you know, in a horrendous way that happened.
Yeah.
You know, that was terrible. Yeah, I mean, that was terrible. I mean, shit, I couldn't imagine, you know, getting that phone call. You don't ever want to get a phone call, but if you get a phone call, you don't want it to hear it happen like that.
Right, nah, for sure.
You know what I'm saying? That was the tragic part. But on the flip side, just because you got money don't mean you can do everything. And I think these people prove that. You know, some things, I don't know who you call these people, but if they ain't went down there and got that motherfucker, it's probably for a reason.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? Because normally, shit like that'll be in a museum somewhere because somebody done went down there and got it. Obviously, you can't go down there.
Mm-hmm.
You know, if anytime the military advise you that that's not a good idea, I think we might want to listen.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Because that bitch, it wasn't just like floating halfway. That bitch was on the floor, the ocean floor. Think mm-hmm. about that. The ocean fucking floor, and you want to go down there? You see what I'm saying? You got motherfucking. I mean, no. If you got to pay that much money to go see something, you don't need to be down there. Seriously, man. I mean, come on now. Like the one, like these motherfuckers that want to go in space for about 10 minutes.
Elon Musk.
That's not smart. But. Can't tell people with money shit.
Nah, you're right.
They gonna carry their ass out there. And you know, Darth Vader, somebody gonna strike y'all ass out the motherfucking sky. You know what I mean? I mean, just go sit down some damn way.
More money though, what you say that?
I say all these rich motherfuckers don't wanna go down at the ocean. They dying there.
Mm.
They stuck. They like a fucking artifact down there now. And you to pay that damn much money to go somewhere that you ain't supposed to be. Like, you ain't navigated half the motherfucking world yet. But you want to go down. You ain't been halfway in the ocean. You want to go down there and see in a little ass submarine? You kiss my ass. They pay. They pay. They go get fucked up. Because if I was the motherfucking family of the motherfuckers that went down there, I'm suing every fucking body. Nobody gonna have a nigga that was on the team to build the submarine or anything else. Because y'all know this shit was fucked up. Y'all let my people get on that bitch and they went down there and they gone.
Yeah.
Bottom line, they gone, cuz. And ain't no way in the fuck you could have paid me $250,000 not to get on that bitch. I'm not getting on it.
Right.
You couldn't pay me. Let alone
paying them. You wouldn't take the money. Well,
hell no. I mean, come on, bro.
Yeah.
This shit is simple, stupid. And if they not, and the people that did got on that bitch that didn't do the research on that bitch,
that's crazy. That
come on, that shit dumb. I don't give a fuck. There's no way you can analyze the shit that's going on, bro. You know what I'm saying? They should have called an audible. Audible! Audible! Switch! They should have did that. They should have called the audible.
Duh. Oh, that. Don't fuck with y'all,
delay that shit, coach. Delay that shit.
Yes, coach. Regroup.
Mayday. Cancel.
So look,
Huddle, bitch. Huddle.
I agree with both of y'all in saying that it's not a great idea. My whole thing is just that I think something else might have happened. I think it's something more intricate than they just went too far and the motherfucking imploded. I think something happened.
And if it did, whatever happened, happened. Ain't no way to fuck. You weren't supposed to be down there any goddamn way.
I feel you. That's it, though. That's all I gotta say, dog. I think it's something else to it. In a few years, we'll figure out what happened for real. Shit. I know Angry Man don't give a shit. I kind of don't care either, but I do want to know what they was lying about, though. Like, I kind of be want to know shit like that. I don't know why. That's the reason I watch documentaries and shit. I just want to see what was really happening and shit, dog, in real life. And not just the shit they told us. That's it. On that note, dog, yeah, we'll probably be back next week. We'll try to get back Wednesday. I'm not for sure. I'll let y'all know, though. No, it's a no-go on you. All right, we'll figure something out. Maybe we just do Mondays. No.
Friday, I'm good.
Yeah, Fridays. Yeah, maybe Friday. I don't know. Anyway, that's it, dog. Stay tuned. Make sure that you tap in with us on YouTube, dog. If you hit that bell, then you'll know. You'll get alerted every time we upload a live show. Shout out again to Classic Pothead, dog. Today is his birthday.
Happy birthday.
Nigga turned 30. He old, bro. Nigga turned 30.
He 30.
Yeah,
that nigga
30.
That nigga 20 years to get to 30.
Seems like it, right? He's been an old man for a long time, dog. Yeah, that's it. If y'all niggas going downtown for the fireworks tonight, dog, and wherever you going tonight, dog, make sure that you do at least try to arrive alive, dog. To the next time, you already know what it is. The Livest Cloud Radio Show on the planet
Earth, cuz.
Straight from the E-Block Radio, live on your dial right this moment, man. This is the Wake and Bake Show. Got my man Angry Man in the building.
You got beef with somebody tonight. It's the night you stay home.
Right. Got my man Monk Money holding it down.
Second offense. Get in. Second offense. Come on.
Run it.
And of course, man, it's your boy Q Lewis holding it down live from the 48205, man.
Rizzo.
Peace out, y'all. Y'all niggas weak as hell.
Hold on, man.
Wake your ass up. It's the Wake and Bake Show, live on eblockradio.com.
This is Sarah Hubbard, host of You and Me Kid, a podcast about starting and raising a family on your own. We just launched season 2, and I'm speaking with single moms, those still considering, and experts in relevant fields to give you a real sense of what the day-to-day experience of solo parenting looks and feels like. Plus, this season, I've partnered with California Cryobank, the #1 sperm bank in the U.S. So wherever you are in the process, this podcast provides some support, humor, and helpful information. Listen to You and Me Kid wherever you get your podcasts.
Thank you for listening to this episode. If you or your company are looking to jump into the podcast world, now is the time. The Plug Agency is here to connect you to the full power of podcasting. You just record and leave the rest to us. The people are listening and want to hear from you. Theplug-agency.com. That's theplug-agency.com. Click the link in the episode description for an exclusive offer.